Thursday afternoon work for the Jags, prepping for the Week 9 game against the New York Jets coming up Sunday at MetLife Stadium. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shattuck with you. The Jaguars getting ready for a trip they've already made this year. They went to New York in the preseason. They have the same logistical trip this week, just a different opponent on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. A couple of injury notes for the Jags. Left guard Zane Beatles did practice today, limited. That's good news coming off a foot injury. And free safety Josh Evans, the same. He was limited today, back on the practice field, coming off the groin injury that he had on Monday, the first practice of the week. Marquise Lee, though, bad news, out again today, not looking good for this week's game against the Jets. And speaking of this week's game, the Jets defense is rated third in the league. It's a great matchup to watch this week on the outside. Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns for the Jags against Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie for the Jets. Now, Cromartie is in his 10th season, coming off a self-proclaimed subpar game against the Raiders. But on the other side, it's Revis Island. Raiders rookie Amari Cooper got a taste last week. Revis held him to 46 yards on 5 catches. He's still elite, even at the age of 30. And from the Jaguars' perspective, matchups like this are why you strap up the helmet and play every Sunday.
Yeah, I feel like we just got to do what we do. You know, yeah, we know it's going to be a kind of tough opponent and things like that. But, you know, for us, I feel like we came to the NFL to play in games like this. You know, you got to live for moments. You know, you want to come to the NFL and compete against the high-name guys.
A good test this week for sure. The AFC South, you might have heard, is in turmoil. And senior correspondent Brian Sexton has a simple question.
Why not us? Asked Keenan McCardell in late December of 1996. Somewhere underneath the decrepit Astrodome, a wide receiver wondered aloud why the suddenly 7-7 Jaguars couldn't make a run at the playoffs in just their second season. It seemed so crazy, far-fetched, even naive. History, of course, is now kind to Keenan, who went out on a limb that day for a team that just a few weeks earlier was 4-7 and teetering on the abyss of firing their coach and starting over. They finished just short of the Super Bowl with playoff wins in Buffalo, where no visiting team had ever beaten the Bills, and in Denver, where the Broncos missed the front end of what should have been a three-peat. So I don't feel the least bit crazy today when I say, why not the Jags? Suddenly, the Jaguars are the most stable outfit in the AFC South. The Titans fired their coach, the Colts their offensive coordinator and their head coach might be next, and the Texans, do they even know it's a quarterback-driven league? Let's face it, the South is a mess, which makes it the perfect place for the Jaguars to take a stand. And if you looked at the next couple of weeks, the Jets have quarterback issues. The Ravens have no playmakers left. The Titans are where the Jaguars have been, and the Chargers come to Florida without much firepower left on the field. The next 5 opponents, 6 if you count the Colts, are stuck in either neutral or reverse. The Jags may only be in second gear, but at least they're going somewhere. What could they do if they find third? They can do that on Sunday in New York. And then you'll start to hear a cacophony of voices beginning to wonder. History should note, you heard it here first. The AFC South is a toss-up. Why not the Jags?
That's a good question, Brian. Thanks. The Jaguars are back in the practice field Friday. All the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.